Now Dikadu knows he should not take the route through the thicket, much less involve himself with this human boy. Therefore, he decides he had better just go home. Yet as he turns to go, he feels in his gut that something is wrong, so he chooses to pay attention to his tummy ache. Myara says, if it doesn't feel good inside, I had better listen to what my body is telling me, for only peace will enable a sound, right decision. My head says, forget it. My heart says, I'll regret it. And what my stomach tells me, I should not ignore. Oh no, I gotta go, give me a leave, not your sleeve. I know this will cease when I feel peace, so I will help a boy come to joy. A risk I shall take, it's no mistake. My stomach tells me so. He flies over to his ear and tries to tell him not to go down this path. The boy cannot see him, but believes he is hearing a chirping sound. What is that noise? A cricket, I suppose? He senses that something is around him and turns to see, but nothing is there. I hear that chirping sound again. I wish it would stop. It's annoying me. I cannot concentrate on what road I should take to get out of here.